Hey guys, it's Olivia, the host of For You From Eve. I'm so excited you decided to click onto this episode. This podcast was created to becoming a better version of our yesterday selves through the power of meditating, manifesting, and motivation. I upload episodes every single Monday, and I'm so excited to have you here. So let's go ahead and enjoy this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. Today, I wanted to kind of just grab the mic and kind of just record a random episode. This is something that I was actually journaling about the other day. As you can see from the title, I'm going to be talking about self-discipline versus self-destruction. So what the difference is and kind of how we sometimes allow our goals to really tear us apart in the process and the difference of gaining motivation through discipline versus through destruction. So before I get into all of that, I just want to do a little life update of the week. So today's Monday, of course, I am going to edit and upload this episode today. So it'll be up for you guys. And I was supposed to have a guest on the show today, but that is actually going to be pushed to another week because of some things that happen, which is totally normal. That happens all the time in this type of industry. So right now I'm actually recording a day in my life for Obtaining Social, and Obtaining Social is the company that I'm interning for. They wanted all their interns to kind of take over their Instagram story and record themselves through the day, what tasks we do, the responsibilities we have, and everything like that. So I do have a little bit of a busy day. I woke up pretty early today to get some emails done, finish my morning routine, move my body a little bit, and then I started doing internship work right away. So that was the first thing I did this morning, and I'm just doing it throughout the day. I also picked up my vlog camera to kind of try to vlog the day as well and vlog my tasks. So hopefully I stay consistent with that. I'm like really trying my best when it comes to YouTube, I promise. Honestly, the reason that I don't is because I just feel like my life is super, super boring and no one really wants to see what I do, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. So yeah, like I said, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about self-discipline versus self-destruction, and I'm so excited for you guys to kind of learn a little bit from this episode. Whenever I talk about these things, I always want to kind of just make a disclaimer that I am only 21 years old, so these are just things that I've learned from my personal experience, from listening to other podcasts, reading books, and everything like that. So that is where all my knowledge comes from. It's mostly personal experience. So this is not, you know, coming from a psychiatrist or a therapist or anything like that. This is just a 21-year-old girl who has learned a few lessons and wants to share that with other people. So when I say self-discipline versus self-destruction, there's a lot of ways that those terms can go. I feel like for me, when I think of self-discipline, I think of, you know, not necessarily forcing myself, but telling myself to eat a certain way, to work out a certain amount of weeks, sleep at a certain time, wake up at a certain time, complete assignments on a deadline, and everything like that. That's what I think of when I think of self-discipline. Everyone has a different version of self-discipline. You know, for most people, it's work deadlines, school deadlines, working out, kind of everything I just stated. But obviously, everyone has their own versions of what they want to kind of better themselves in the future. And we get that way by having self-discipline. So there's a big difference between discipline and destruction, because at the end of the day, we don't ever want to force ourselves to do anything, you know, like this podcast, for example, right? Or whatever your side hustle or your hobby or your passion is. If you force yourself to complete these things, obviously having deadlines and, you know, me saying I want an episode every Monday, I gotta have an episode every Monday. But that should never be something that I don't want to do. It should never be something that I have to force myself to do. Like, you have to make an episode today. You know, if I didn't want to make an episode today, I wouldn't have made an episode, because I just feel like forcing ourselves to do something is going to slowly turn that, you know, side hustle and that passion into something so unnatural and make us not want to complete it. So I think that there's a certain line to it. Like, when I had first started working out, which was in January 2021, we are in July now, almost in August. So it's been quite a while since I've been working out consistently and working on my health. But when I first started working out, I did enjoy it for the first like 2 or 3 weeks. And then I kind of like got into a little funk and mindset where I was like, eh, like, I don't really think that, like, I don't feel like going to the gym. And instead of forcing myself to go to the gym, I kind of just like didn't let myself go to the gym. And I was like, if I don't want to go to the gym, I'm not going to go to the gym. So I remember I didn't go to the gym for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I was like, I'm just tired. My body's tired, which, you know, obviously when your body needs breaks, give it breaks. But then I kind of had to think to myself and I was like, okay, I'm never someone to force myself to do something that I don't want to do, especially if it's something that I want to create into a lifestyle. I don't want to force myself to do it. But this is something where I have to discipline myself and say, you know what, go to the gym for the rest of the month, four or five times a week, go to the gym. And if you still don't want to go to the gym after, you don't have to force it, but discipline yourself to go these many times. And if you still don't like it, then that's that. But there has to come the point where you discipline yourself. Self-destruction in that sense would kind of be like going, like not even letting yourself get to those breaks. Not even being like, you know, it's kind of just being like, you suck. Why haven't you gone? Rather than being like, okay, let's try this. You're like, why didn't you do this from the beginning? So there's definitely a big difference in those two words. I'm just using working out as the first example because I definitely get a lot of direct messages on how to kind of stay motivated with the gym. And of course, the first reason is going to be having self-discipline. I mean, you definitely need to have self-discipline, especially just for the beginning. There's going to come a certain point, like right now, I didn't feel like going to the gym today. It's like pouring rain outside and I have so much work to do. So I'm like, let me do all the work I have to do. If I have time after, I'll go to the gym. If not, I'm not going to force myself to do it. I did a little ab workout and stretch this morning, so I still was able to move my body. But a year ago, or even before January, I wouldn't have to move my body every day. And now I physically have to move my body every single day, or it really, really affects my days. So every morning I do a really good stretch and a really good kind of like very small ab butt workout, like literally 10 to 15 minutes. And then I go on about my day. I will normally do my real workout, like my real like cardio and arms and biceps and triceps and everything like that after work. So that's when I'll actually go to the gym and use the equipment and everything. But every morning I definitely like to stretch and just move my body a little, even if it's going on a walk, if I have time, kind of whatever I have time for. And having self-discipline with myself when it came to going in the gym, honestly, it made such a big difference. I can't even tell you. So some ways that you can kind of self-discipline yourself or kind of just motivate yourself is, I know that I talk about these a lot, but having a vision board in your room, or I mean, I could say on your phone, but I feel like it's better to just like wake up and see this vision board instead of like having to go through your phone, because that can kind of make you circle into like a deep hole of like scrolling through your phone for the rest of the morning. So I have a printed out vision board in my room where I have pictures of things that motivate me, things that make me want to work harder. So whether it's pictures of like healthy eating or quotes or, you know, whatever it is, I have those pictures up there to kind of just give me a daily reminder of why I want to wake up and why I want to work so hard. So seeing that every single day and reminding myself why I want to work so hard is just honestly very helpful to me. It makes me get out of bed and it motivates me. It's literally like right on the wall when I wake up. It's like the first thing that I see. So that's something that motivates me a lot and makes it very easy to self-discipline myself, because I know that these are things I want to have in my life and I want to make a part of my routine. So I have a list of, there's this little note list I wrote, and it was about last month, and I wrote it about things that I want to create and I want to have in my every single day, like day to day. These are things I want to have completed and these are things I want to have. So I'm going to go through and read a few of those in case you kind of don't know where to start when it comes to like, okay, you're like, I want to live a healthy lifestyle, but I don't know where to start. This is kind of going to give you an idea of things that you can incorporate in your day to day that will expand that healthy lifestyle, that wellness lifestyle, and just being that girl who is focusing on herself consistently and just, yeah, you're just working on your health and your well-being and your success. So some of these things are like really small, like one of the things on the list is taking my vitamins every day, which I know sounds so silly, but honestly makes such a big difference. When I look back and realize I forgot to take vitamins, it genuinely stresses me out. So I'm not going to like go into every single vitamin I take, but I think you can get blood work done. Yeah, you can get blood work done to see what vitamins that you need. So I definitely recommend going to see what vitamins you need for your body, because sometimes you can overtake vitamins, sometimes you don't have enough of a certain vitamin. So go to your doctors, get some blood work done to see what vitamins you're lacking, especially if you struggle with any type of like headache or migraine, or maybe your stomach is always bloated. For me, I deal with a lot of headaches and migraines, and I'm actually getting blood work done very soon so that I can kind of see what vitamins I'm lacking and why I get these headaches and migraines, why I get lightheaded. So number one is to take vitamins every single day. Number two is to have one glass of lemon water every single day. Personally, for me, like, I remember I was having like warm lemon water every morning, which is the best thing for you. When you first wake up, the first thing that you're drinking is like warm lemon water, you're doing it right. That will set your stomach off the best way in the morning. But for some reason, I can't stand warm lemon water. I love iced lemon water. I can't do warm lemon water. I don't know why. So I didn't want to like beat myself up over it. I didn't want to wake up every morning and be like, oh, you know, here I have my warm lemon water. No, I would just have an iced cup of lemon water and that's it. I wouldn't get mad at myself because it wasn't warm. I would just have it. It's obviously good for you either way. So that was kind of what I would do. So that is something that I want to incorporate in my everyday. And another drink I want to have every day is either a kombucha or a green juice. I try to say green juice every day. I have a juicer at home, but I also buy like a big bottle of green juice, pour it over some ice. And honestly, once you get used to the taste of it, it really doesn't bother you. So I kind of like green juice. I like green juice more if it has like pineapple or green apple in it. Just to like give it a little bit of sweetness instead of just like celery, cucumber, ginger, lemon. So I do enjoy green juices a lot. So that's something I want to incorporate every single day into my routine. And these are not things that I have done yet, but I do take them step by step. So the next thing that I want to do, like I said before, is move my body. So every single day I want to move my body, whether I'm going on a 2-hour walk, 5-mile walk, or I'm doing an hour at the gym, or I'm doing 10 minutes of stretching and 5 minutes of abs. No matter what it is, I want to move my body every single day when I wake up. I have been rolling out the yoga mat first thing in the morning and doing stretches. As soon as I get out of bed, I just drink my water and stretch. And it's honestly the best thing ever. Before I go on my phone, it just puts my mindset in the best way. I challenge you. This is where you can use your self-discipline. I challenge you for the rest of this week, no matter what time you have to be awake, wake up 5 minutes earlier than you have to be awake. Roll out a yoga mat. I guess you can do it on your bed, but I personally just like don't like stretching on my bed. I feel like my mattress, I just can't really stretch on it. Roll out a yoga mat right at the foot of your bed. As soon as you step out of bed, you should always have like water. I always have water on my bedside table before I sleep. So grab your water, sit on your yoga mat, and just stretch for 5 minutes. It's so silent. If you want, you can like put headphones in and put some meditation music, but try not to go on your phone. Don't look through your notifications. Don't look through your messages. And just stretch, close your eyes, drink your water, whatever it is. And once you're done with that, that just sets your mindset for the rest of the day. And it's like, no matter what, like sometimes, you know, it's inevitable that we're going to find out bad news during the day or something will stress us out or whatever it is. But as long as you're starting your morning that way, it's going to be a lot harder for something to bring down your mood, and you're just going to start your day the best way. So that's something that I actually have been doing, and that was kind of like a goal of mine, is just moving my body, especially this way. The next thing that I have is having a meditation or a prayer or Bible time every single day. So I remember there was a point like during quarantine where every single night or morning, depending on the day, sometimes both, but every single night I would read my Bible for 10 minutes and I would do a deep meditation, and I would fall asleep so early from these deep meditations. I honestly got a lot of them from Spotify. Spotify has amazing meditations. I know there's a lot of people also on YouTube, so you can get meditations from a lot of places and you can get them for whatever you want. I personally really like morning meditations to kind of start my day, and then a deep relaxation night one, which will put you to sleep so peacefully. So I used to do a meditation and journal and all these things before bed. And now that I'm like back on like a regular work schedule and a regular internship schedule, it's like I end my night with my laptop because I just want to like finish a few things before work. And it's definitely affecting my mental health and my mental state when I go to sleep stressed out or wake up stressed out or go to sleep and wake up with a screen in my face. It's honestly the worst. So that's something, that's a challenge that I try to do, is kind of just end my night like with a book, meditation, prayer, and everything like that, rather than ending my night watching TV or watching YouTube. The next self thing that I have to do every single day is my affirmations. And I personally love daily affirmations. I do have the 5-minute journal, which makes it easy to kind of like give you a list of everything that you have to get, like that you have to do. You write down what you're grateful for, what would make today great, and your daily affirmation. And then at night you write down like what made today great, what could have been better about today. And I personally really like to have that and kind of just have a few moments to self-reflect, whether it's in the morning or nighttime. So I personally love daily affirmations. If you don't do daily affirmations, I 100% recommend it, 100%. It's a way of, you know, performing law of attraction. It's a way of manifesting. It's honestly amazing. I do my daily affirmations every single day now, and it makes such a difference. And what I've actually been doing instead of just writing my daily affirmations is I have this like notebook. And whether I'm at work doing it or I'm working from home and writing in it, I like to write out a few different things. So I like to write down a to-do list. So everything I have to do for the day, whether it's stuff I have to do for work or my internship, no matter what it is I have to do, edit, answer an email, no matter what, I have a to-do list of everything I have to do for the week. Sometimes I do it for the day, but I've been trying to do it for the week, and you'll see why. But I write down every single thing that I have to do for that week. Then the next thing I write is my goals. So what are my goals for the week? My goals for the week are to wake up at 6:30 every single morning this week and to sleep by 9:30. My goal is to move my body 4 times this week. My goal is to upload this YouTube video. Those are goals that you can write down. Then I write my intentions. So a few intentions that I write down is being more present. So being off my phone more and kind of just being more present in the world and being more present in conversations and in group hangouts or whatever it is, and just getting off my phone less, being more grateful, being more thankful, counting my blessings every day. That's also an intention that I write down a lot. And then the last thing that I list is my affirmations. So I am healthy, I am successful, I am this, I am that. No matter what it is, there are so many daily affirmations that you can read off every single day. I just said like the main ones of I am healthy, I am successful, I am financially independent, I am in a loving relationship, I am surrounded by people who love and support me, I am confident and happy and positive. All these things are daily affirmations that you just have to repeat to yourself every single day, and slowly and surely those things will be placed into your life and will be placed into your heart. Like you will believe those things and they will happen for you. So those are things that I like to do. I normally like to write it for the week, but sometimes I'll be like, okay, let me add more things I have to do, cross things off or whatever. So that's definitely something that I recommend having during the week. And that will also train your self-discipline. So that's like a list of things that I have for myself that I kind of want to just incorporate. And these are things that, like, it's a list that I keep on my bedside table or as a bookmark in my book, just so that I do see it every single day and remind myself, okay, I want to do this today. And these are just things that I want to be doing every single day without thinking it. But this is my way of disciplining myself, is because I'm writing it in a way where it's like not forcing me to do it every day, but it's reminding me to do it every day. So that's a really smart way to self-discipline yourself, because like I said, it's a daily reminder. So it's something that I leave on my nightstand or in my book that I read every single day. So that way I see it every day and I'm reminded of, okay, let me end my night this way because this just reminded me. And my vision board is reminding me why I want to incorporate these things in my daily life. My vision board is reminding me why I want to become this person, why I want to become the best version of myself. It's because of these reasons. Self-destruction will have you literally force yourself to do these things, which is not good. So it's all about mindset. No matter what, you're going to be forcing yourself to do these things at one point or another. You have to force yourself to take your vitamins. You have to force yourself to get out of bed. These are things you have to force yourself to do. But if you're doing it for self-discipline and to better yourself, you're going to be doing these things because you want to, or because one day you're going to want to. So maybe you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to say, I don't want to stretch this morning. I want to spend that extra 5 minutes in bed, right? Your self-destruction will tell you if you do that, you're going to be lazy. If you do that, you're going to fall off routine. If you do that, like, you're so lazy, you're so unhardworking, you're so this, you're so that. Self-discipline will tell you, okay, but think of how much better you're going to feel if you stretch instead. You know, like that 5 minutes of sleep is going to be amazing, but think of how much better you're going to feel if you spend that 5 minutes stretching and relaxing. So that's the big difference between self-discipline and self-destruction. I've, like I said, listened to a lot of podcasts about this, read a lot of books on it, just because there it's all mindset. It's all the flip of the switch in the mind. It's all like what you want it to be and how you train yourself. And this is why I make such a big point when it comes to like our goals, for example. And when we create goals for ourselves, which is amazing to do, of course, we can't just focus on the outcome or, you know, the ending of it. And we have to make, like, I always use this example, but honestly, like, it just really represents the saying very well. When you tell yourself you want to lose weight, infinite, endless goal. No matter what, you will never lose enough weight to be satisfied. But if your goal is to maintain a healthy lifestyle and work out every day because working out makes you feel better and relieves your stress, that's something that you're going to see progress in the next day, and that will help you every single day. So that's why there's such a big difference on those two words, because self-destructing is giving yourself a goal like, I want to lose weight, something that's infinite and something that will never satisfy you and something that will not build you as a person. Where self-discipline is kind of just telling you, you're going to love yourself through the journey. You're going to give yourself goals that will make you feel good every single day, and that will grow you as a person. That journey will grow you more than the ending outcome. So those are the biggest things I've learned about self-discipline and self-destruction. And those are also like a list of things that I think are really good to incorporate into your daily routine if you want to kind of just work on becoming the better version of yourself, but you don't really know where to start, because I've definitely been there where I've been like, okay, I want to be healthier, but I don't know how. Like, I'll watch some of my favorite YouTubers are like Emma and Maggie McDonald, and I've seen the way they've transformed their body, and I've seen the way they transformed their skin, and how they went from living in a home to having their own apartments in Boston and having like all these nice luxury items and being financially independent on their own. And I'm like, these are amazing things that I want to have one day in my own way. Like, I want to have my own apartment. I want to have a successful podcast. I want to be healthy. I want to have clear, glowing skin and a body that I'm so confident in, that's strong and healthy. So these are things that I want, and I see these girls that have it, so it motivates me. Like, when I watch them on YouTube, I'm like, I want to eat healthy for the day. I want to go work out. So that kind of, in a way, shows me how I want to become the better version of myself, because I see other people in that positive mindset and living that positive lifestyle, and it inspires me to want to live my best self and my best life. So that's, like I said, about what this whole podcast is about. The reason I started For You From Eve is that we can kind of work on bettering ourselves together, because I'm 100% not all the way there yet. I take little steps every single day to get there. Some days I feel more motivated and hardworking than others. Like yesterday, Sunday, I had no motivation in me. I woke up and I was like, I'm going to go to the gym at 9 a.m. And I woke up and all that I did was like eat food and sit in my bed and watch YouTube. And I had no motivation to do any work, nothing. I went to the gym in the worst mood, and I did a workout and I did really good in my workout. And I left feeling better, but I didn't leave feeling like super motivated. Went home, showered, and I was like, what is wrong with me today? Like, why can't I feel motivated today? Like, you know, what is going on, and whatever. And you know what? Today I woke up Monday morning, and I was on top of everything I had to do. I did my stretches. I moved my body. I took my vitamins. I drank my water. Like, I ate a really healthy breakfast, and now I'm doing all this work. So it is also just like, you take it day by day. You're not going to wake up every single day and complete every single thing on that list and be in a positive mindset. That's not possible. We're human beings. We're going to have days where we want to be in bed and we want to just like sleep, and we're like, I don't feel like bettering myself today. And that's okay. That is okay. And if you try to make it not okay, you are self-destructing yourself. So that's where I kind of want to close off. I know I kind of ramble a lot about this, but it is because I'm really passionate on it. And recently I've been getting a lot of direct messages from you guys, kind of just saying that you love that we do this journey together, which makes me so happy, because that is why I do this podcast, because I want everyone to feel like, you know, there's a lot of like social media influencers, whether they're on YouTube or Instagram, that kind of make their life seem perfect, but they don't show the days where they're down. They don't show the days where they're lazy, the days where they ate bad, the days that they didn't work out. And I kind of just want to be on here to be that kind of like mentor in your life, to be like, yeah, today I didn't do anything. And tomorrow, and yesterday I did nothing. And today I'm so hardworking and motivated. So we all have days, and I kind of love that we're doing all of this together. And I love the messages that you guys send me sometimes. It makes me so happy. So thank you guys so much for being so supportive of my podcast and my Instagram. I really do love what I'm doing right now, and this is something that I'm so passionate about. So that is how I'm going to close off today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys learned some things. And yeah, I will see you next Monday. Bye, guys.